two most important things for the Christian.
Christian को लागि दुईवटा अत्यधिक महत्वपूर्ण कुराहरु छन्।
Your life,
तपाईको जीवन,
and your doctrine,
तपाईको शिक्षा,
especially if you're a preacher.
यदि खास गरी तपाईं प्रचारक हुनुहुन्छ भने
you ought to be a good example.
तपाईं एउटा असल उदाहरण बन्नुपर्छ।
And you ought to teach right doctrine.
अनि तपाईंले सही सिद्धान्त सिकाउनुपर्छ।
Nepal's great need.
नेपालको ठूलो आवश्यकता।
Holy men.
पवित्र मान्छे।
With right doctrine.
सही सिद्धान्त बोकेको।
Good character.
असल चरित्र भएको।
Good teaching.
असल शिक्षा भएको।
What you say.
जे तपाईंले भन्नुहुन्छ।
And what you do.
जे तपाईंले गर्नुहुन्छ।
Must be the same.
उही हुनुपर्छ।
Your character is important.
तपाईंको चरित्र महत्वपूर्ण छ।
And your doctrine is important.
तपाईंको शिक्षा महत्वपूर्ण छ।
Especially in understanding of the doctrine of salvation.
विशेष गरी मुक्तिको सिद्धान्तलाई बुझ्ने बेलामा।
We've been talking about the doctrine of salvation.
हामीले मुक्तिको सिद्धान्त विषयमा हेर्दै आएका छौं।
We talked about the necessity of salvation.
मुक्तिको आवश्यकताको विषयमा हेर्यौं।
Man's sinful condition.
मान्छेको पापमय अवस्थाको विषयमा।
We talked about the power of salvation.
मुक्तिको शक्तिको विषयमा।
Regeneration.
पुनर्जीवन।
We talked about the plan or the purpose of salvation.
मुक्तिको योजना अथवा उद्देश्यको विषयमा।
Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
पिता पुत्र पवित्र आत्मा।
The Father chooses.
पिताले छान्नुहुन्छ।
The Son redeems.
पुत्रले छुटकारा दिनुहुन्छ।
And the Spirit regenerates.
पवित्र आत्माले पुनर्जीवन दिनुहुन्छ।
Then we talk briefly about the work of Christ.
अनि हामीले ख्रीष्टको कामको विषयमा हेर्यौं।
It is a work of obedience.
अनि यो चाहिँ आज्ञाकारिताको काम हो।
He was obedient in his life.
उहाँ आफ्नो जीवनमा आज्ञाकारी हुनुहुन्थ्यो।
And he was obedient in his death.
अनि मृत्युमा पनि आज्ञाकारी हुनुहुन्थ्यो।
And he delivered us from the curse of the law.
अनि हामीलाई चाहिँ त्यो व्यवस्थाको श्रापबाट छुटाउनु भयो।
And he took the curse of the law upon his own head.
अनि त्यो व्यवस्थाको श्रापलाई उहाँले आफ्नै शिरमाथि बोक्नु भयो।
And we are delivered from the wrath of God.
परमेश्वरको क्रोधबाट हामीलाई चाहिँ छुटकारा मिलेको छ।
But we must be truly converted.
तर हामी सांस रूपमा परिवर्तन भएको हुनुपर्छ।
Many people know this in their head.
धेरै मान्छेलाई यो कुरो दिमागमा थाहा छ।
But they've never believed in their heart.
तर हृदयमा उनीहरू कहिले विश्वास गर्दैनन्।
You must truly trust Jesus Christ.
तपाईंले सांस रूपमा येशू ख्रीष्टमाथि विश्वास गर्नुपर्छ।
And if you are born again,
यदि तपाईं सांसो
जन्म, you are a new creature.
भएको छ भने तपाईं नयाँ सृष्टि हुनुहुन्छ।
All things pass away.
सबै कुराहरू पुरानो
भयो। All things become new.
बितेर गइसकेको छ। सबै कुरा नयाँ भएको छ।
Now this afternoon, I want to talk about another important part of salvation.
आजको यो दिउँसोको समयमा फेरि म मुक्तिको अर्को एउटा महत्वपूर्ण पक्षको विषयमा चर्चा गर्न चाहन्छु।
I want to talk about the certainty of salvation.
मुक्तिको निश्चयताको विषयमा म कुरा गर्न चाहन्छु।
The certainty of salvation.
मुक्तिको निश्चयताको विषयमा।
Can the true Christian lose his salvation?
के एउटा साँचो ख्रिस्टियनले आफ्नो मुक्ति गुमाउन सक्छ त?
Can the true Christian be saved forever?
एउटा साँचो ख्रिस्टियन सधैँको लागि बचाइन्छ।
How can we know?
कसरी थाहा पाउने त?
How can we be assured?
हामी कसरी निश्चित हुन सक्छौं?
This is a very important subject.
यो एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण विषय हो।
Some people have no assurance.
कोही मान्छेमा निश्चयता छैन।
Some people have a false assurance.
कसैमा झुटो निश्चयता छ।
We must understand this question very clearly.
यो प्रश्नलाई हामीले राम्ररी बुझेको हुनुपर्छ।
So I want to talk about the certainty of salvation.
मुक्तिको निश्चयता बारे हामी हेर्न चाहन्छौं।
The certainty of salvation.
मुक्तिको निश्चयता।
When we talk about the certainty of salvation, we talk about two things.
हामीले मुक्तिको निश्चयताको बारेमा कुरा गर्दा फेरि दुईटा कुराको चर्चा गर्छौं।
The first thing,
पहिलो कुरो,
the perseverance of the saints. They continue.
सन्तहरू चाहिँ निरन्तर रूपमा लागिरहन्छ भन्ने पहिलो कुरो हो।
What do we mean by that?
लागिरहन्छ भन्नुको अर्थ के हो त?
The true child of God,
परमेश्वरको साँचो छोरो,
will be kept by God.
परमेश्वरद्वारा सुरक्षित दिएको हुन्छ उसलाई।
And we'll persevere all the way to heaven.
अनि स्वर्गको निम्ति चाहिँ निरन्तरमा अगाडि बढिरहन्छ।
The perseverance of the saints.
सन्तहरूको निरन्तरता भनिन्छ।
The second point.
दोस्रो मुद्दा।
The assurance of salvation.
मुक्तिको निश्चयता हो।
What is the assurance of salvation?
मुक्तिको निश्चयता के हो?
So we want to talk about those two things.
यी दुईवटा विषयमा हामी हेर्न चाहन्छौँ।
The true child of God
परमेश्वरको साँचो छोरो
will persevere until the end.
अन्त्यसम्म लागिरहन्छ.
He may have many difficulties.
थुप्रै कठिनाइहरू सामना गर्नुपर्ला.
He may have many tribulations.
थुप्रै संकष्टको सामना गर्नुपर्ला.
He may struggle against sin.
पापको विरुद्धमा उसले संघर्ष गर्नुपर्ला.
But if he's born of God.
तर ऊ परमेश्वरबाट जन्मेको छ भने.
He will be kept by God.
उसलाई परमेश्वरले सुरक्षा दिन्छ.
And he will persevere until the end.
अनि अन्त्यसम्म ऊ लागिरहन्छ.
Then we want to talk about the assurance of salvation.
त्यसपछि हामी मुक्तिको निश्चयता बारे चर्चा गर्छौं.
Now perseverance and assurance are not the same.
वास्तवमा यो निरन्तरता भनेर निश्चयता भनेको उही कुरो हो.
Perseverance means that God keeps the child of God till the end.
निरन्तरताको अर्थ परमेश्वरले आफ्नो सन्तानलाई अन्त्यसम्म लैजानुहुन्छ भन्ने हो.
Assurance means the child of God knows that he is a Christian.
निश्चयता भनेको चाहिँ परमेश्वरको सन्तानलाई थाहा हुन्छ कि म परमेश्वरको छोरा या छोरी हुँ भनेर.
God wants all his true children to be assured of his love.
परमेश्वरका सबै छोरा छोरीहरूलाई उहाँको प्रेम छ भन्ने कुरामा निश्चित हुन आवश्यक छ.
The Father planned our salvation.
पिताले हाम्रो उद्धारको योजना बुन्नुभयो.
The Son accomplished our salvation.
पुत्रले त्यसलाई पूरा गर्नुभयो.
The Spirit applies our salvation.
अनि पवित्र आत्माले त्यसलाई लागू गर्नुहुन्छ.
And we are kept by the power of God.
अनि परमेश्वरको शक्तिद्वारा हामी सुरक्षित छौँ.
What do we mean? If you're a child of God, if you're born by God, not a false convert, but a true child of God, he will keep you. He will protect you. And he will take you to heaven. So we want to talk about the certainty of salvation. Our first point, we want to talk about the perseverance of the saints.
हाम्रो पहिलो बुदा चाहिँ सन्तहरुको निश्चयता हो. सन्तहरुको निश्चयता, निरन्तरता.
How do we know the child of God will continue till the end?
परमेश्वरको छोरा या छोरी चाहिँ अन्त्यसम्म लागिरहन्छ भनेर कसरी थाहा पाउने?
Three things.
तीनवटा कुरा छन् यहाँनिर.
Perseverance is based on three things.
यो निरन्तरता भन्ने कुरो चाहिँ तीनवटा कुरामा आधारित छ.
Number one.
पहिलो कुरो.
God's unconditional election or God's election.
परमेश्वरको चुनाव हो यो.
Remember what we said this morning.
आज बिहान हामीले जे भनेको थियौँ तपाईँलाई याद छ होला.
Where does our salvation begin?
हाम्रो मुक्तिको सुरुवात कहाँबाट हुन्छ?
In eternity past.
अनन्त भूतकालमा.
Where will our salvation end?
हाम्रो मुक्ति कहाँ गएर अन्त्य हुन्छ?
In eternity future.
अनन्त भविष्यमा.
How do we know that?
कसरी थाहा पाउने त्यसलाई?
Because of the election of God.
परमेश्वरको चुनावको कारणले गर्दा.
Look in the Gospel of John.
युहन्नाको सुसमाचारमा हेर्नुहोस्.
John chapter 6.
युहन्ना 6 अध्याय.
We're talking about the perseverance of the saints.
सन्तहरूको निरन्तरताको विषयमा हामीले हेरिरहेका छौँ.
The true child of God will continue to the end.
परमेश्वरको साँचो सन्तान चाहिँ अन्त्यसम्म लागिरहन्छ.
The false convert,
झुटो रूपमा परिवर्तन भएको मान्छे,
will not continue.
निरन्तर रूपमा लाग्दैन हो.
John chapter 6.
युहन्ना 6 अध्याय.
Notice what Jesus says.
येशूले के भन्नुभयो याद गर्नुहोस्.
Verse 37. We looked at it this morning. All that the Father gives me will come to me.
पिताले मलाई दिनुहुने सबै मौका आउनेछन्.
And the one that comes to me, I will not cast out.
र मौका आउनेलाई कुनै रीतिले म त्याग्ने छैन.
Jesus says this.
येशूले भन्नुहुन्छ यो.
If you come to me,
यदि तिमी मौका आयो भने,
I will never send you away.
म कहिले तिमीलाई त्याग्ने छैन.
Why will he not send us away?
किन उहाँले हामीलाई त्याग्नुहुन्न त?
Because we have been given to Christ by God.
किनकि परमेश्वरले हामीलाई ख्रीष्ट दिनुभएको छ.
Why do men come to Christ?
किन मान्छे ख्रीष्टमा आउँछ?
Because the Father gave them to Christ.
किनकि पिताले ती मानिसहरूलाई ख्रीष्टमा दिनुभएको हो.
Why will Christ never send them away?
किन ख्रीष्टले ती मानिसहरूलाई कहिले पठाउँदैनन्?
Because the Father chose them.
किनकि पिताले उहाँलाई तिनीहरूलाई चुन्नुभयो.
Notice verse 39.
39 मा हेर्नुहोस्.
Verse 39.
39.
What did Jesus say?
के भन्नुभयो येशूले?
This is the will of him who sent me.
यो नै मलाई पठाउनुको इच्छा हो.
That of all the Father has given me, I lose not one of them.
उहाँले मलाई दिनुभएकाहरू मध्ये कसैलाई पनि म गुमाउँदिन.
If God chose you, if Christ died for you, if the Spirit regenerates you, you will never be lost. Look what Jesus says. All that He has given me, I lose not one of them. I will raise them up on the last day. Why do we have the confidence we will persevere?
हामी निरन्तर रूपमा लाग्छौँ भने चाहिँ हामीलाई कसरी निश्चयता छ?
Because of God's election.
परमेश्वरको चुनावको कारणले गर्दा
हो. Because of God's purpose.
परमेश्वरको उद्देश्यको कारणले गर्दा हो.
Look in the book of Romans.
रोमीको पुस्तकमा हेर्नुस्.
In chapter 8.
8 अध्याय.
A wonderful passage.
एकदमै महत्त्वपूर्ण खण्ड
हो. We're talking about the perseverance of the saints.
सन्तहरूको निरन्तरताको विषयमा हामीले हेरेका छौँ.
How do we know they all will get to heaven?
तिनीहरू सबै स्वर्ग पुग्ने छन् भनेर कसरी थाहा पाउने?
Because Jesus said this.
किनभने येशूले भन्नुभयो.
All the Father has given me, I lose not one of them.
पिताले मलाई दिनुभएको कसैलाई पनि म गुमाउँदिन.
Romans chapter 8.
रोमी 8 अध्याय.
Notice what Paul says.
के भन्छन् पावलले यहाँ?
Verse 33. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? What does he mean? If our own conscience accuses us, if the devil accuses us,
यदि सैतानले हामीलाई चाहिँ अभियोग लगाए भने,
if other Christians accuse us,
यदि अरू क्रिस्चियनहरूले हामीलाई चाहिँ अभियोग लगाए भने,
we are not condemned.
हामी यसै पनि दोषी ठहराएका हुँदैनौ.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because we are God's elect.
किनकि हामी परमेश्वरद्वारा चुनिएकाहरू हौ.
Notice verse 28.
28 पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्.
Very familiar verse.
परिचित पद हो यो.
God causes all things to work together for good to those that love God.
उहाँलाई प्रेम गर्नेहरू र उहाँका अभिप्राय अनुसार बोलाएकाहरूको निम्ति हरेक कुरामा परमेश्वरले बोलाइने गर्नुहुन्छ.
God is sovereign over everything.
परमेश्वर सबै कुराहरूको मालिक हुनुहुन्छ.
The good things and the bad things.
चाहे त्यो असल हुन् चाहे त्यो खराब हुन्.
God is in total control.
परमेश्वर सबै कुराको नियन्त्रक
हुनुहुन्छ. And he causes them all to work together.
अनि सबै कुरालाई उहाँले आफ्नै तरिकाले चलाउनुहुन्छ.
Now one at a time they don't look very good.
कहिले काहीँ चाहिँ ती राम्रा देखिँदैनन्.
But all together they work according to God's plan.
तर ती सबै कुराहरूले चाहिँ हाम्रो जीवनमा भलाइ ल्याउनलाई काम गरिरहेका
हुन्छन्. You know, like a woman weaves together a blanket, makes a blanket.
जसरी एउटा छोरी मान्छेले चाहिँ यसरी यस्तो बनाउँछ ब्ल्याङ्केटहरू.
On the top is a beautiful pattern.
त्यसको माथिपट्टि एउटा राम्रो नमुना कोरिएको हुन्छ.
But on the bottom it may be all confused and mixed up.
तलपट्टि चाहिँ एकदमै त्यहाँनिर नमिलेर बसेको हुन सक्छ.
We can only see the bottom.
हामीले केवल त्यो तल्लो भागलाई देख्न सक्छौँ.
Things look confusing.
एकदमै मिलेर बसेको देख्दैन.
Things don't make sense.
त्यहाँनिर त्यसले के अर्थ दिँदैन.
We don't understand why this is happening.
किन यस्तो भइरहेको छ हामी बुझ्दैनौँ.
But when we get to heaven,
तर जब हामी स्वर्ग पुग्छौँ,
and we see from heaven,
स्वर्गबाट हेर्दाखेरि,
we see it all fits together in a beautiful pattern.
सबै कुराहरू मिलेर राम्रो नमुना बनिरहेको हुन्छ.
All things work together for good.
सबै कुराहरू मिलेर भलाइ ल्याउँछ.
For the child of God,
परमेश्वरको सन्तानको लागि.
Notice what it says.
के भन्छ यसले याद गर्नुस्.
To those who are called according to his purpose.
उहाँका अभिप्राय अनुसार बोलाएकाहरूका निम्ति.
God's eternal purpose.
परमेश्वरको अनन्त अभिप्राय.
God's effectual call.
परमेश्वरको प्रभावकारी बोलाउ.
God's eternal love.
परमेश्वरको अनन्त प्रेम.
God's sovereign control.
परमेश्वरको सार्वभौम शक्ति.
Means this. When you have bad things happen to you, you do not understand. God still loves you. God cares for you. God will watch over you. God will take care of you. Some people are sick. Some people have no money. Some people have persecution. But we know this. If God has called us, He loves us. He will take care of us. And everything will work together for good. According to God's purpose. Look at verse 29. What is God's purpose? Where does it begin? He describes God's purpose. Those whom he foreknew, he predestined to become conformed to the image of his son.
Verse 30.
Those he predestined, he called. Those whom he justified, he glorified. Now listen carefully. God has a purpose. Where did it begin? In eternity past. God loved us. He chose us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Then He called us by the power of the Spirit. And we believe. And He justified us. And one day, what does Paul say? Where will it end? He will glorify us. It's like a chain. You see in a chain. It cannot be broken. Where does it begin? In eternity past. Where does it end? In eternity future. The foreknowledge of God. The predestination of God. The election of God. The calling of God. Justification. Sanctification. Glorification. It's a chain. Not according to your power. Not according to your purpose. Not according to your strength. According to God's power. According to God's purpose. According to God's strength. How can we know the child of God will continue to the end? Because of God's election. Because of God's purpose. It's an unbroken chain. If He chose you in eternity past, He will take you to eternity future. If you're a Christian, listen carefully. If you're a true Christian, one day you and I will be together with God just as sure as we're here today. We're going to be there. Why? Not because of your own power. Not because of your own faith. Not because of your own goodness. But because of the purposes of God. The election of God. The love of God. And the eternal love. A sovereign love. An unchangeable love. A powerful love. Jesus said this. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And I will lose none of them. Why? Because of God's election. Number two. Because of Christ's redemption and intercession. Christ is a high priest. In the Old Testament, what did the high priest do? He had two responsibilities. He offered sacrifice and he interceded for the people. He offered sacrifice and he prayed. Jesus is our high priest. The high priest in the Old Testament could not continue because they died.
पुराना करारमा प्रधान पुजारी चाहिँ निरन्तर रूपमा गइरहन सक्दैनथ्यो किनभने एक दिन उसको मृत्यु हुन्थ्यो.
Our high priest is Jesus, he lives forever.
हाम्रो प्रधान पुजारी चाहिँ येशू ख्रीष्ट हुनुहुन्छ जो सधैँको लागि जीवित हुनुहुन्छ.
And he made a sacrifice.
अनि उहाँले एउटा बलिदान चढाउनु
भयो. And he intercedes.
अनि उहाँले विनती चढाउनुहुन्छ.
And that is why we are kept by the power of God.
त्यसकारणले गर्दा चाहिँ हामीलाई परमेश्वरको शक्तिले सुरक्षा दिएको छ.
Look in the Gospel of John.
युहन्नाको सुसमाचारमा आउनुस्.
John chapter 10.
युहन्ना दोस्रो अध्यायमा
We're talking about the perseverance of the saints.
सन्तहरुको निरन्तरताको विषयमा हामीले हेरिरहेका छौँ.
Verse 26. Jesus said, "You do not believe because you are not my sheep."
तिमीहरु विश्वास गर्दैनौ किनभने तिमीहरु मेरा भेडा मध्येका होइनौ.
My sheep hear my voice.
मेरा भेडाहरुले मेरो स्वर सुन्छन्.
And I know them.
र तिनीहरुलाई म चिन्छु.
And they follow me.
र तिनीहरु मेरो पछि आउँछन्.
Verse 28.
28 मा हेर्नुस्.
I give eternal life to them.
तिनीहरुलाई म अनन्त जीवन दिन्छु.
And they will never perish.
र तिनीहरु कहिले नष्ट हुने छैनन्.
And no one can snatch them out of my father's
hand. र कसैले तिनीहरुलाई मेरो हातबाट खोसि लिन
सक्दैन. 29.
29 पदमा
My father who gave them to me is greater than all.
मेरा पिताले ती मलाई दिनु भएको छ उहाँ सबैभन्दा महान हुनुहुन्छ.
And no one can snatch them out of the father's hand.
पिताको हातबाट कसैले तिनीहरुलाई खोसि लाने छैनन्.
When a man becomes a Christian,
जब एउटा मान्छे क्रिस्ट बन्छ,
he is delivered from the snare of the devil.
अनि शैतानको पासबाट उसलाई छुटकारा दिइन्छ.
He is held in the hand of God.
अब उसलाई परमेश्वरको हातमा राखिन्छ.
He is delivered from the power of the devil.
शैतानको शक्तिबाट चाहिँ छुटकारा मिलेको छ.
He is held by the power of God.
परमेश्वरको शक्तिमा ल्याइएको छ.
He is delivered from the kingdom of darkness.
अन्धकारको राज्यबाट उसलाई ल्याइएको छ.
He is brought into the kingdom of God.
परमेश्वरको राज्यमा उसलाई ल्याइएको छ.
Jesus said this.
यसले यसो भन्नुभयो.
My father gave them to me.
मेरा पिताले तिनीहरूलाई मलाई कहाँ दिनुभएको छ.
He is greater than all.
उहाँ सबैभन्दा महान हुनुहुन्छ.
He has all power.
सबै शक्ति छ उहाँसँग.
And no one can snatch them from my father's hand.
मेरा पिताको हातबाट तिनीहरूलाई कसैले पनि खोसेर लान सक्दैन.
Now the hand of God symbolizes the power of God.
परमेश्वरको हातले चाहिँ उहाँको शक्तिलाई अंकित गर्छ.
And the Bible says this.
बाइबलले यसो भन्छ.
When a person becomes a Christian.
जब एउटा व्यक्ति क्रिश्चियन बन्छ.
They're put in the hand of God.
तिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ परमेश्वरको हातमा राखिन्छ.
No one is more powerful than God.
परमेश्वर भन्दा शक्तिशाली कोही छैन.
You can't open that hand.
तपाई आफैले उहाँको हातलाई खोल्न सक्नुहुन्न.
The devil can't open that hand.
शैतानले त्यो हातलाई खोल्न सक्दैन.
The world can't open that hand.
संसारले त्यसलाई खोल्न सक्दैन.
No one can open that hand.
कसैले त्यो हातलाई खोल्न सक्दैन.
You can't get out.
तपाई त्यहाँबाट उम्कन सक्नुहुन्न.
You're held by the hand of God.
परमेश्वरको हातले तपाईलाई ओछ्याएको छ.
Jesus said no one can take them from my father's hand.
यसले भन्नुभयो कि मेरा पिताको हातबाट तिनीहरूलाई कसैले खोसेर लान सक्दैन.
Now look in chapter 10.
दश अध्याय हेर्नुस्.
Verse 14. I am the good shepherd.
मसल गोठालो.
And I know my own and my own know me.
म आफ्ना भेडालाई चिन्छु अनि मेरा भेडाले मलाई चिन्छन्.
Even as the Father knows me and I know the Father.
जसरी पिताले मलाई चिन्नुहुन्छ म पितालाई चिन्छु.
I lay down my life for the sheep.
अनि म भेडाहरूका लागि आफ्नो प्राण अर्पण गरिदिन्छु.
What does he say?
के भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ उहाँ?
I am the good shepherd.
मसल गोठालो.
I'm not just a hired servant.
म चाहिँ भाडामा लिएको कमारो होइन.
The hired servant runs away when the wolf comes.
जब त्यहाँनिर चाहिँ बाँसारा आउँछन् त्यो भेडामा लिएको गोठालो चाहिँ भाग्छ.
But I am the good shepherd.
तर म असल गोठालो.
I am the true shepherd.
म साँचो गोठालो.
I don't run away.
म भाग्दिन.
I lay down my life for the sheep.
भेडाहरूको लागि म जीवन अर्पण गर्छु.
He offers his life for the sheep.
भेडाहरूको निम्ति उहाँले जीवन अर्पण गर्छु.
He dies for the sheep.
भेडाहरूको निम्ति उहाँ मर्नुहुन्छ.
Verse 16. I have other sheep.
अरू भेडाहरू पनि छन् मेरो.
They're not of this fold.
तिनीहरू यस गोठका होइनन्.
I will bring them also and they will hear my voice.
तिनीहरूलाई पनि मैले ल्याउनु परेको छ तिनीहरूले मेरो स्वर सुन्नेछन्.
And they will become one flock and one shepherd.
तिनीहरू एउटा बगाल हुनेछन् र एउटा गोठालो हुनेछ.
What is he talking about?
के को विषयमा बोल्दै हुनुहुन्छ?
He's talking to his disciples.
उहाँका चेलाहरूलाई उहाँले भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
They are Jews.
तिनीहरू युदीहरू थिए.
But Jesus is saying this.
येशूले यसो भन्दै हुनुहुन्छ.
I have other sheep.
मेरा अरू पनि भेडाहरू छन्.
Not just from this fold.
यो गोठको मात्रै होइन.
Not just in the Jewish nation.
यहुदी जातिबाट मात्रै होइन.
But from the Gentiles.
तर अन्य जातिहरूबाट.
All over the world.
संसारैभरि.
I have other sheep.
अरू भेडाहरू पनि छन्.
Not just for the Jews.
यहुदीहरूको मात्रै होइन.
But also for the Gentiles.
तर अन्य जातिहरू पनि.
And I will call them.
अनि म तिनीहरूलाई बोलाउँछु.
And they will hear my voice.
तिनीहरूले मेरो आवाज सुन्नेछन्.
And they will become one fold together.
अनि तिनीहरू एउटै बगाल बन्नेछन्.
Aren't you glad he said that?
के तपाईँ यसो भनेकोमा तपाईँलाई खुसी लाग्दैन त?
If he did not say that,
यदि उहाँले त्यसो नभन्नु भएको भए
you would be here today.
तपाई आज यहाँ आउनुहुन्थेन.
Why?
किन थाहा छ?
Because you're a Gentile.
किनकि तपाई अन्य साथी हुनुहुन्छ.
I'm a Gentile.
म पनि अन्य साथी हुँ.
We're not Jews.
हामी यहुदी होइनौ.
We are the other sheep.
हामी चाहिँ अन्य भेडाहरू हौ.
He died for us.
हाम्रो निम्ति मर्नु भयो.
Not just for some Jews.
यहुदीहरूको लागि मात्र होइन.
For Nepali.
नेपालीहरूको लागि
पनि अमेरिकनहरूको
अमेरिकनहरूको लागि
पनि अफ्रिकन
अफ्रिकनहरूको लागि
पनि युरोपियन
युरोपियनहरूको लागि
पनि चाइनीज
चिनियनहरूको लागि पनि
एभ्री नेसन ट्राइब टंग एन्ड पीपल
प्रत्येक जाति भाषा बोली सबैको लागि मर्नु भयो
ऑल ओभर द वर्ल्ड
संसारैभरि
बोथ बाइ द ब्लड अफ क्राइस्ट
येशु ख्रीष्टको रगतद्वारा किनिएकाहरू
ब्रॉट इन्टु द किंगडम अफ गॉड
परमेश्वरको राज्यमा ल्याइएका छन्
जीसस सेज दिस
यसुले यसो भन्नुहुन्छ
they will never perish
तिनीहरू कहिल्यै नष्ट हुने
छैन why
किन
because I have died for them
किनकि म तिनीहरूको निम्ति मरेको
छु I have laid down my life for the sheep
मैले मेरो जीवन चाहिँ मेरो भेडाहरूको लागि सुम्पेको
छु I have put them in my father's hand
अनि मैले तिनीहरूलाई मेरो पिताको हातमा दिएको छु
and they will never perish
तिनीहरू कहिल्यै नष्ट हुने छैन
because I shed my blood for them
तिनीहरूको निम्ति मैले रगत बगाएको छु
the high priest
प्रधान पुजारी
offer sacrifice
प्रधान पुजारीले चाहिँ बलिदान चढाउँछ
and intercession
अनि विनती गर्छ
look in John 17
युहन्ना 17 मा हेर्नुस्
how do we know the saint will persevere
सन्तहरु निरन्तर रूपमा लागिरहन्छन् भनेर कसरी थाहा पाउने
John 17
युहन्ना 17 अध्याय
Verse 8.
Podat.
The word you gave me I have given to them.
Jun bani tapaile malai dinu bhayo maile tiniharulai dieko chu.
And they received it and understand that I came forth from you.
Ra tiniharule ti grahan gareka chan ma tapai bata aeko hu bhanne tiniharule sachai janeka
chan. They believe that you sent me.
तपाईँले मलाई पठाउनु भएको हो भने तिनीहरूले विश्वास
गर्नुहोस् Look at verse 9.
के भन्छ पद 9 ले
I ask on their behalf.
म तिनीहरूका निम्ति प्रार्थना गर्दछु
I do not ask on behalf of the world
संसारको निम्ति म प्रार्थना गर्दिन
I ask on behalf of those whom you have given me
तर तिनीहरूको निम्ति जसलाई तपाईले मलाई दिनु भएको छ
Listen carefully
ध्यानले सुन्नुस्
Jesus did not pray for everyone
येशूले हरेकको निम्ति प्रार्थना गर्नुहुन्न
He said I don't pray for the world
संसारको निम्ति म प्रार्थना गर्दिन
I'm praying for true believers
साँचो विश्वासीहरूको लागि प्रार्थना गर्छु
I'm praying for my sheep
मेरो भेडाहरूको लागि प्रार्थना गर्छु
There are Jewish sheep
तिनीहरू त्यहाँ यहुदी भेडाहरू
छन् There are Gentile sheep
अन्य जाति भेडाहरू पनि
छन् And I gave my life for the sheep
अनि मैले मेरो जीवन से भेडाहरूको निम्ति
दिए Jesus told the Pharisee
यसरी फरिसीलाई भन्नुभयो
You do not believe
तिमी विश्वास गर्दैनौ
Why did they not believe
किन तिनीहरूले विश्वास गर्दैनौ
Because you are not my sheep
किनकि तिमीहरू मेरा भेडाहरू होइनौ
I laid down my life for the sheep
भेडाहरूको निम्ति मैले मेरो जीवन दिए
And I pray for the sheep
भेडाहरूको निम्ति म प्रार्थना गर्छु
I don't pray for the world
संसारको निम्ति प्रार्थना
गर्छु Listen carefully
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्
Jesus is a high priest
येशु ख्रीष्ट प्रधान पुजारी हुनुहुन्छ
The people he died for
जुन मानिसहरूको लागि उहाँ मर्नु भयो
And the people he prays for
अनि तिनीहरूको लागि प्रार्थना गर्नुहुन्छ
Are the same people
तिनीहरू उही खालका मानिसहरू हुन्
He died for the sheep
उहाँ भेडाहरूको लागि मर्नु भयो
He prays for the sheep
अनि त्यही भेडाहरूको लागि उहाँले विन्ती चढाउनुहुन्छ
He says, I don't ask on behalf of the world.
संसारको लागि म प्रार्थना गर्दिन
I ask on their behalf.
तर म तिमीहरूको निम्ति प्रार्थना
गर्छु Who is he talking about?
कसको विषयमा कुरा गर्दै
हुनुहुन्छ Those that the Father gave me.
पिताले मलाई दिनुभएकाहरूको लागि
These are the ones I died for.
तिनीहरूको निम्ति म मरे
These are the ones I pray for.
तिनीहरूको निम्ति म प्रार्थना गर्छु
How do we know the child of God will persevere?
परमेश्वरका सन्तानहरू कसरी निरन्तर रूपमा लागिरहन्छन् कसरी थाहा पाउने
हामी Because of God's election
परमेश्वरको चुनावको कारणले
गर्दा Christ's redemption
क्रिस्टको छुटकारा
and Christ's intercession
अन्तर्विन्तीको कारणले
गर्दा Look in the book of Hebrews
हिब्रूको पुस्तकमा आउनुस्
Hebrews chapter 7
सात अध्यायमा आउनुस्
We're talking about the perseverance of the saints
सन्तहरूको निरन्तरताको विषयमा हामीले हेरिरहेका छौं
And he's comparing the Old Testament priest to the priesthood of Jesus Christ.
अनि यहाँ लेखकले चाहिँ पुरानो करारको प्रधान पुजारी र येशु ख्रीष्टको प्रधान पुजारीको पदलाई तुलना गरिरहेका छन्.
Chapter 7,
सात अध्याय,
verse 23.
23 पदलाई हेर्नुस्.
Look what he says.
के भन्छन् यहाँ?
The former priest on one hand were many numbers and they were prevented by death from continuing.
अघिका पुजारीहरू धेरै संख्यामा थिए किनकि मृत्युले तिनीहरूलाई कार्यमा लागिरहन दिँदैन थियो.
The high priest,
प्रधान पुजारी,
once a year,
एक वर्षमा एकचोटि,
took the blood of the lamb,
अनि थुमाको रगत लिएर,
and he went into the inner temple,
अनि मन्दिर भित्र प्रवेश गर्थ्यो,
and he offered blood on the altar,
अनि त्यो वेदीमा रगत छर्कन्थ्यो,
and it cleansed the people,
अनि यसले मान्छेलाई शुद्ध पार्थ्यो.
There's only one problem,
तर एउटा समस्या थियो.
The priest died,
पुजारी मर्थ्यो,
and the blood of bulls and goats can never take away sin,
अनि त्यो भेडा र बाख्राहरूको रगतले सधैँ पाप पखाल्न सक्दैन थियो.
And they were just a picture or a symbol of what was to come.
के हुनेवाला थियो भविष्यमा भन्ने कुरालाई चाहिँ त्यसले अंकित गरिरहेको थियो.
There's another high priest.
अर्को प्रधान पुजारी छ.
Not according to the order of the Levites.
तर लेवीहरूको दर्जा बमोजिम त होइन.
Not according to the order of Melchizedek.
तर मल्किसदेकको क्रम अनुसार.
Melchizedek's priesthood symbolized an eternal priesthood.
मल्किसदेकको त्यो प्रधान पुजारीको ओहदाले अनन्त प्रधान पुजारीको ओहदालाई अंकित गर्छ.
Jesus didn't come from the tribe of Levi.
येशू ख्रीष्ट लेवीको कुलबाट आउनुभएन.
He came from the tribe of Judah.
येशू ख्रीष्ट यहूदाको कुलबाट आउनुभयो.
The Old Testament priest died.
पुरानो करारका पुजारीहरू मर्थे.
The blood of animals cannot take away sin.
यी भेडा बाख्राका रगतहरूले चाहिँ पापलाई लैजान सक्दैन.
Look at verse 24.
24 पदलाई पनि हेर्नुस्.
But Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues, holds his priesthood forever.
तर येशू चाहिँ अनन्त हुनुभएकोले उहाँको पुजारी पद अचल रहन्छ.
He is a high priest.
उहाँ हाम्रो प्रधान पुजारी हुनुहुन्छ.
He is the final high priest.
उहाँ हाम्रो अन्तिम प्रधान पुजारी हुनुहुन्छ.
There's not another one after him.
अब उहाँपछि कोही आउँदैन.
And he went into the Holy of Holies.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ महापवित्र स्थानभित्र प्रवेश गर्नुभयो.
Into the presence of God.
परमेश्वरको उपस्थितिमा प्रवेश गर्नुभयो.
And he offered blood.
अनि उहाँले रगत छर्कनुभयो.
And he offered a body.
अनि उहाँले शरीर अर्पण गर्नुभयो.
Not the blood and body of an animal.
तर ती भेडा बाख्राको रगत होइन.
But his own blood.
तर उहाँको आफ्नै रगत.
And his own body.
उहाँको आफ्नै शरीरमा.
He entered the temple of heaven.
अनि त्यो महापवित्र स्थानभित्र प्रवेश
गर्नुभयो.
अनि पिताको सामुन्ने देखा पर्नुभयो. जब उहाँ मृत्युबाट बौरी उठ्नुभयो. अनि उहाँ स्वर्ग आरोहण हुनुभयो.
And on his body,
अनि उहाँको शरीरमा
he had five marks.
पाँचवटा चिन्हहरू थिए.
One,
एउटा यहाँ.
Two,
अर्को यहाँ.
Three,
तेस्रो यहाँ.
Four,
चौथो यहाँ.
Five,
पाँचवटा यहाँ.
And he presented himself to the Father.
अनि पिताका उहाँले आफूलाई सुम्पनुभयो.
And the Father accepted his sacrifice.
अनि उहाँको बलिदानलाई पिताले स्वीकार गर्नुभयो.
And he sat down at the right hand of God.
अनि उहाँ चाहिँ पिताको दाहिने हातपट्टि बस्नुभयो.
And he never died.
अनि उहाँ फेरि कहिले मर्नुहुन्न.
And his sacrifice never goes away.
उहाँको बलिदान त्यसै खेर जाँदैन.
The blood of bulls and goats.
ती भेडा र बाख्राको रगतहरू
cannot cleanse from sin.
त्यसले पापबाट शुद्ध गर्न सक्दैन.
Because that blood was the blood of an animal.
किनकि त्यो रगत त केवल जनावरको रगत थियो.
Your blood.
तपाईको रगत.
Cannot cleanse from sin.
पाप तपाईको रगतले पापलाई शुद्ध पार्न सक्दैन.
Because your blood has a disease.
किनकि तपाईको रगतमा रोग लागेको छ.
It is polluted.
यो दूषित छ.
But listen carefully.
तर ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
When Jesus died on the cross.
जब येशू क्रूसमा मर्नुभयो.
He was an unblemished lamb.
उहाँ चाहिँ एउटा निष्कोट
थुमा हुनुहुन्थ्यो. He offered himself without blemish to God.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ निष्कोट आफैलाई परमेश्वरको समक्ष अर्पण गर्नुभयो.
And when that blood came out of his body.
जब उहाँको शरीरबाट रगत आयो.
And it dripped down the cross.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ क्रसमा चुइयो.
And it fell upon the ground.
अनि त्यो चाहिँ जमिनमा आएर खस्यो.
The world had never seen blood like that.
त्यस्तो खालको रगतलाई यो संसारले कहिल्यै देखेको थिएन.
For thousands of years.
हजारौं वर्षसम्म.
Men had died.
मान्छेहरू मरिरहेका थिए.
And the earth had swallowed up the blood of men.
अनि मान्छेका ती रगतहरूलाई चाहिँ यो भूमिले अनि त्यो जनावरका रगतहरूलाई यो भूमिले निलिरहेको
थियो. All the blood of men.
तर मान्छेका सबै रगतहरू.
All the blood of animals.
अनि जनावरका सबै रगतहरू.
Could not cleanse this earth.
यो संसारलाई त्यसले शुद्ध पार्न
सकेन. And one day,
एक दिन आयो,
on a cross,
क्रूसमा,
outside of Jerusalem,
यरूशलेमभन्दा बाहिर,
2,000 years ago, some blood,
केही रगत,
fell on this earth,
यो भूमिमा खस्यो.
And the earth had never seen that blood before.
यो पृथ्वीले त्यस्तो खालको रगत कहिल्यै देखेको थिएन.
It was clean.
एकदमै सफा थियो.
It was pure.
एकदमै शुद्ध थियो.
It was powerful.
यो एकदमै शक्तिशाली
थियो. It had no sin.
यसमा कुनै पाप थिएन.
It was precious blood.
यो बहुमूल्य रगत थियो.
And when God saw the blood,
जब परमेश्वरले त्यो रगत देख्नुभयो,
he was satisfied.
उहाँ सन्तुष्ट हुनुभयो.
Because the Passover lamb,
किनकि निस्तारको थुमा,
Jesus Christ,
येशु ख्रीष्ट नै हुनुहुन्थ्यो,
had been slain.
उहाँ मारिनु भएको थियो.
You remember in the Old Testament,
पुरानो करारमा तपाईलाई याद छ,
when God redeemed them from Egypt,
जब परमेश्वरले तिनीहरूलाई चाहिँ मिस्रबाट चाहिँ छुटकारा
दिनुभयो,
उहाँले के गर भन्नुभयो,
I'm going to bring one last plague upon Egypt.
इस्रायलमा म एउटा अन्तिम आखिरी विपत्ति ल्याउँदैछु.
The judgment of God.
परमेश्वरको न्याय
आउने वाला छ. The wrath of God.
परमेश्वरको क्रोध खनिने वाला
छ. It's going to fall.
यो यहाँ आउने वाला छ.
But I will protect you.
तर म तिमीहरूलाई सुरक्षा
दिन्छु. Here's what you must do.
तिमीले यसो गर्नुपर्छ.
Take a pure lamb.
एउटा निष्कोट थुमा ल्याऊ.
And kill him.
अनि त्यसलाई मार.
And pour out his blood in a bowl.
अनि एउटा कसुरोमा त्यसको रगत राख.
And get a brush.
अनि त्यहाँनिर ब्रुसले माड.
And put it over the door of the house.
अनि घरको ढोकामा चाहिँ त्यसलाई छर्क.
And tonight,
अनि आज बेलुका,
when the angel of death comes,
जब मृत्युको स्वर्गदूत आउँछ,
he will bring the judgment of God.
अनि परमेश्वरको न्याय खाने आउँछ उसले.
Go into your house.
आफ्नो घरभित्र प्रवेश गर.
Shut the door.
ढोका बन्द गर.
Put sandals on your feet.
अनि तिमीले चप्पल जुत्ता लगाऊ.
Put clothes on your back.
अनि शरीरमा लुगा लगाऊ.
Because judgment is coming.
किनकि न्याय आउँदैछ.
And when I see the blood,
जब मैले चाहिँ त्यो रगत देख्छु,
I will pass over that house.
म त्यो घरबाट भएर अर्को ठाउँमा जान्छु.
And Paul says this.
Paul is saying this.
Jesus Christ.
येशू ख्रीष्ट.
Is our Passover lamb.
येशू ख्रीष्ट हाम्रो त्यो निस्तारको थुमा हुनुहुन्छ.
The judgment of God is coming.
परमेश्वरको न्याय आउँदैछ.
But the blood of the lamb has been spilled.
तर थुमाको त्यो रगतले चाहिँ थुमाको रगत बगाइसकेको छ.
You are covered with the blood.
यदि तपाईँ चाहिँ त्यो रगतद्वारा पखालिनु भएको छ भने,
the judgment of God will pass over you.
परमेश्वरको न्याय तपाईँमाथि आउँदैन.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिएर सुन्नुहोस्.
The high priest,
प्रधान पुजारी,
once a year,
वर्षमा एकचोटि,
entered into the holy holies,
महापवित्र स्थानमा प्रवेश गर्थ्यो.
Not with his own blood,
उसको आफ्नै रगत लिएर होइन,
but with the blood of animals,
तर जनावरहरूको रगत लिएर.
But that could not take away sin.
तर त्यसले पापलाई पखाल्दैन थियो.
If it could, they would not have to keep making
sacrifice. यदि यसले पखाल्थ्यो भने उनीहरूले निरन्तर रूपमा त्यो बलिदान चढाइरहनु पर्दैन थियो. पुजारी मर्थ्यो.
Animal blood couldn't cleanse.
जनावरको रगतले सफा गर्न सक्दैन.
2000 years ago.
2000 वर्ष अगाडि.
A high priest.
प्रधान पुजारी.
And a lamb.
एउटा थुमाको रूपमा.
Was offered on the cross.
क्रूसमा बलिदान भयो.
And when that blood dropped upon that earth.
जब त्यो रगत चाहिँ यो पृथ्वीको धुलोमा खस्यो.
When God saw it.
परमेश्वरले देख्नुभयो.
He was satisfied.
अनि उहाँ सन्तुष्ट हुनुभयो.
Why?
किन?
That's the blood he'd been looking for thousands of years.
हजारौं वर्षसम्म परमेश्वरले त्यस्तै खालको रगतको चाहिँ खोजी गरिरहनु भएको थियो.
And if you're covered by the blood,
यदि तपाईँ त्यो रगतद्वारा चाहिँ ढाकिनु भएको छ भने,
one day,
एक दिन,
when the wrath of God falls,
जब परमेश्वरको क्रोध आइपर्छ,
you will be delivered.
तपाईँलाई छुटकारा मिल्नेछ.
How do we know the child of God will persevere?
परमेश्वरको सन्तान कसरी निरन्तर रूपमा लागिरहन्छ भनेर कसरी
थाहा पाउने? Because of the redemption of Christ,
क्रिस्टको छुटकारा,
and the intercession of Christ. Look here in chapter 7.
सात अध्यायमा हेर्नुस्.
Verse 25.
25 पदलाई हेर्नुस्.
He is a priest forever.
उहाँ सधैँको लागि प्रधान पुजारी हुनुहुन्छ.
What does this mean?
यो भनाइको अर्थ के हो?
Look at verse 25.
25 लाई हेर्नुस्.
Therefore he says,
त्यस कारण भनेर उनले
भन्छन्, He is able to save forever those that draw near to God through him.
उहाँद्वारा परमेश्वरको नजिक आउनेहरूलाई उहाँले सदैव उद्धार गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ.
Why?
किन?
Because he ever lives to make intercession for them.
किनभने तिनीहरूका निम्ति मध्यस्थताको प्रार्थना चढाउन उहाँ सदैव जीवित हुनुहुन्छ.
Forever.
सदैव.
In heaven.
स्वर्गमा.
At the right hand of God.
परमेश्वरको दाहिने हातपट्टि.
Listen carefully.
ध्यान दिनुस्.
When God looks upon his son.
जब परमेश्वरले आफ्नो पुत्रलाई हेर्नुहुन्छ.
He sees the marks in his body.
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ उहाँको पुत्रमा लागेको चोटलाई देख्नुहुन्छ
and he is satisfied
अनि उहाँ सन्तुष्ट भन्नुहुन्छ
and when our heart condemns us
जब हाम्रो हृदयले हामीलाई दोषी ठहराउन
खोज्छ and when the devil accuses us
जब शैतानले हामीलाई अभियुक्त ठहराउन खोज्छ
god looks at the son
अनि परमेश्वरले चाहिँ आफ्नो पुत्रलाई हेर्नुहुन्छ
and he sees the marks of his passion
अनि उहाँले चाहिँ उहाँले बोक्नु भएको त्यो चोटलाई हेर्नुहुन्छ
and he is satisfied
अनि उहाँ सन्तुष्ट भन्नुहुन्छ
how do we know the child of god will persevere
परमेश्वरको सन्तहरू चाहिँ कसरी निरन्तरमा लागिरहन्छन् कसरी
थाहा पाउने election of God
परमेश्वरको चुनावको कारणले गर्दा
because of the redemption and intercession of the son
क्रिस्टको छुटकारा र अन्तर्विन्तीको कारणले गर्दा
number 3
तेस्रो नम्बरमा पनि हामी आउँछौ
because of the power of the holy spirit
पवित्र आत्माको शक्तिको कारणले गर्दा
because of the power of the holy spirit
पवित्र आत्माको शक्तिको कारणले गर्दा
and that power means two things
अनि यनीको शक्ति भन्नाले दुईवटा अर्थ लाग्छ
ओके the sealing of the, you know the sealing yeah, of yes. the spirit
पहिलो चाहिँ पवित्र आत्माको छाप हो पवित्र आत्माको छाप हो
and the indwelling of the
अनि दोस्रो चाहिँ पवित्र आत्माको बास हो पवित्र आत्माको छाप र पवित्र आत्माको बास भनेर लेख्नुस्
the power of the spirit of god
पवित्र आत्माको शक्तिको विषयमा हामीले हेर्दैछौँ
Look in the book of Ephesians.
Ephesians पुस्तकमा हेर्नुहोस्
Chapter 1.
एक अध्याय.
We're talking about the saints' perseverance.
हामीले सन्तहरूको निरन्तरताको विषयमा हेरिरहेको छौँ
Ephesians chapter 1.
Ephesians एक अध्याय.
Notice verse 13.
13 पदलाई हेर्नुहोस्
In him after listening to the message of truth the gospel of salvation you were believe you were sealed with the holy spirit
jasle satya ko vachan arthat apno mukti ko susamacha sunyau ra waha ma bishwas gare waha ma nai timihalai pratigya garieka pavitra atma ko chhap lagaiyeko
thiyo verse 14
14 pad lai hernus
he is given as a pledge of our inheritance
parmeshwar ko apno sampatti arthat hamiharu le hamro purna uddhar na pae samma
now what does that mean
यो भनाएको अर्थ के हो
we are the children of god
हामी परमेश्वरको सन्तान हौ
we have been brought into the family of god
परमेश्वरको परिवार भित्र हामीलाई ल्याइएको छ
and god has an inheritance for his children
अनि आफ्ना सन्तानको लागि उहाँले उत्तराधिकार राख्नु भएको छ
now you may be poor in this world
यो संसारमा तपाई गरीब होला
you may not have many things
थुप्रै कुराहरु छैन होला
but your father loves you
तर तपाईको पिताले प्रेम गर्नुहुन्छ
and he has an inheritance for you
अनि तपाईको निम्ति केही छुट्याउनु भएको छ
and it is in heaven
अनि यो स्वर्गमा छ
and he has proven that it is there
ani tya san bhaner chai pramanit garieko cha
because he's given you a first payment a down payment
tapai lai chai bhuktani diyeko cha
and what is that first payment
ani tyo pahilo baina chai ke ho ta
it's the holy spirit
pavitra atma ho
that he gives in our heart
hamro hriday ma wale dinu bhayeko
cha and it promises us he will give the full inheritance
अनि त्यो पहिलो बहिना दिएर उहाँले निश्चयता दिनुभएको छ कि स्वर्गमा उहाँले पुरा
दिनुहुनेछ
पवित्र आत्माद्वारा हामीलाई चाहिँ छाप लगाइएको छ बहिना
गरी in the early times
सुरुको समयमा
what was a seal
छापको अर्थ के थियो त
when a man wrote a letter
जब एउटा मान्छेले चिठी लेख्थ्यो
or when a man did a contract
अथवा कसैसँग सम्झौता गर्थ्यो
a man wanted to lock up his possessions
अथवा कुनै सम्पत्तिलाई राख्न चाहन्थ्यो भने
he would get a candle you know a candle
अनि उले मैनबत्ती ल्याउँथ्यो
and he would melt wax
अनि मैनबत्तीलाई चाहिँ त्यहाँ नेर नरम बनाउँथ्यो
and he would put it over the envelope or over the contract
अनि त्यो सम्झौता गरिएको पत्र अथवा खाममाथि त्यसलाई राखिन्थ्यो
then he had a seal a sign
अनि एउटा त्यहाँ छाप हुन्थ्यो
either a ring
कि त्यो चाहिँ औँठी हुन सक्थ्यो
or a chop
अथवा कुनै अर्को एउटा छाप जस्तो हुन्थ्यो
and it had the name and identity of the owner
अनि त्यो मालिकको नाम र उसको पहिचान त्यहाँ लेखिएको हुन्थ्यो
and he put his chop on that seal and that wax
अनि त्यो छाप चाहिँ पहिले उसले मैनबत्ती त्यो पग्लिएको मैनबत्तीमा लगाउँथ्यो
and that seal meant two things
अनि त्यो छापको दुईटा अर्थ लाग्थ्यो
ownership
एउटा कुरा चाहिँ प्रभुत्व
and permanency
अनि स्थायित्व
no one could open that seal unless the owner gave the authority
त्यो मालिकले अनुमति नदिएसम्म कसैले पनि त्यो छापलाई खोल्न
सक्दैन
अनि पौलले भन्छ
when we believe
जब हामी विश्वास गर्छौं
god put a seal on our hearts
परमेश्वरले हाम्रो हृदयमा त्यसरी नै छाप लगाउनु भएको
छ the blood of christ
येशू ख्रीष्टको रगत
the name of god
परमेश्वरको नाम
the promise of god
परमेश्वरको प्रतिज्ञा
the election of god
परमेश्वरको सुनाउ
the power of god
परमेश्वरको शक्ति
and he sealed our soul
ती सबैले उहाँले हाम्रो आत्मालाई छाप लगाउनु भएको
छ no one can break that seal
कसैले त्यो छापलाई तोड्न सक्दैन
until the day of redemption.
Chutkara ko din nai samma.
Chapter 3.
Tina dhyam hernus.
Isn't there something in here about a seal?
It's a 4, I think, brother. 4:30?
4 what?
Chapter 4:30?
4:30, yes, that's right. Chapter 4.
Ephesians 4.
Verse
30.
Notice what he says. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
Now
listen carefully. You may grieve the Holy Spirit, but that does not break the seal. You may commit sin, but that doesn't break the seal. You may not be obedient at times, but that doesn't break the seal. When will the seal be opened?
At
the day of redemption, at the second coming. You can't open that seal. Man can't open that seal. The devil can't open that seal. One person can open that seal. The owner. And God is the owner. Because he bought you. You belong to God by the blood of Christ, and you're sealed to the day of redemption. Look in 1 Peter. One last verse and we'll take a break.
Verse 5.
Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he caused us to be born again to a living hope. This was according to his mercy through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. For what purpose? Verse 4. To obtain an inheritance. And how does he describe the inheritance? He mentions three things. Four things. Number one, it's imperishable. Number two, it's undefiled. Number three, will not fade away. Number four, reserved in heaven for you.
Okay.
You have an inheritance. It's in heaven. And it has your name on it. And you will see it one day. Because you've been bought with a price. Because you've been born again. Because you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. And notice what verse 5 says. Who are protected by the power of God through faith. For what purpose? For a salvation about to be revealed in the last time. Now listen carefully. The true child of God will not fall away. He will not lose his salvation. He will persevere until the end. Sometimes he falls. Sometimes he sins. Sometimes he's weak. Sometimes he goes backward. But God loves him. From all eternity, Christ died for him. The Spirit sealed him. And he will never perish. He's hooked to a chain. And that chain is from eternity past to eternity future. And he will never perish. But listen carefully. The false convert will fall away.
तर्केर जान सक्छन्
He didn't lose his salvation.
उसले आफ्नो मुक्ति गुमाएको
होइन. He never had salvation.
उसले कहिले मुक्ति पाएकै थिएन.
Listen carefully. If you're a child of God, यदि तपाईं साँचो
सन्तान हुनुहुन्छ भने परमेश्वरको,
and I never see you again in this life,
यदि यो जीवनमा मैले तपाईंलाई यहाँ देखिन भने पनि,
one day,
एक दिन,
I'll see you again,
म फेरि तपाईंलाई देख्नेछु.
One day,
एक दिन,
we'll all be together.
हामी सबै सँगसँगै हुनेछौं.
One day,
एक दिन,
we'll be before Christ.
हामी क्रिस्टको सामुन्ने हुनेछौं.
And we'll remember this day.
अनि यो दिनको हामी स्मरण गर्नेछौं.
When we talked about the power of God.
जुन बेला हामीले परमेश्वरको शक्तिको चर्चा गरिरहेका
थियौं. When we talked about the love of Christ.
क्रिस्टको प्रेमको चर्चा गरिरहेका
थियौं. When we talked about the Spirit of God.
परमेश्वरको पवित्र आत्माको चर्चा गरिरहेका
थियौं. And we'll look at one another.
हामीले एकले अर्काले हेर्नेछौं.
And we'll say we made it.
अनि हामीले भन्नेछौँ हामीले भेट गर्यौँ
हामी
यहाँ थियौँ
It's true.
यो साँचो
Look at us.
हामीलाई हेरौँ
We're here.
हामी यहाँ थियौँ
Why?
किन
Because of the love of God.
परमेश्वरको प्रेमको
कारणले गर्दा. The power of God.
परमेश्वरको शक्तिको
कारणले गर्दा. And the blood of Christ.
येशू ख्रीष्टको शक्तिको कारणले
गर्दा. One day.
एक दिन.
We'll throw off this sin.
हामीले यो पापलाई फ्याँकिदिन्छौँ.
One day we'll leave this world.
हामी एक दिन यो संसार छोडेर जान्छौँ.
One day we'll leave behind this body.
अनि हामी एक दिन चाहिँ यो शरीरभन्दा बाहिर बाँच्नेछौँ.
And we'll stand with Christ.
ख्रीष्टसँगै बस्नेछौँ.
Why?
किन?
Because from all eternity.
किनकि अनन्त भूतकालदेखि
the Father chose us.
पिताले हामीलाई छान्नु
भयो. And on the cross,
क्रूसमा
Jesus died for us.
येशू हाम्रो निम्ति
मर्नु. And by the Spirit of God,
अनि परमेश्वरको पवित्र आत्माद्वारा
He sealed us.
उहाँले हामीलाई छाप लगाउनु भएको छ.
And if you're a child of God,
यदि तपाईं परमेश्वरको सन्तान हुनुहुन्छ भने
you will be there.
तपाईं त्यहाँ हुनुहुनेछ.
And God will keep you till the end.
परमेश्वरले अन्त्य समय आखिरी समय तपाईंलाई सुरक्षित राख्नुहुन्छ.
Let's pray.
प्रार्थना गर्नुहोस्.